بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. Today also is the 25th of the month of Rajab, the anniversary of the martyrdom of the 7th Imam of the school of Ahlul Bayt, the descendant of the Prophet Muhammad, the successor to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Imam Abu Ibrahim wa Abu al-Hasan Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salatu wa sallam. We need more time to speak about the life, the legacy, the contribution, the knowledge, the piety of such a wonderful leader. But I have chosen a brief hadith from his sayings, from his traditions, to share with you today in the second sermon. The 7th Imam, alayhi salatu wassalam, says, اجتهدوا أن يكون زمانكم أربع ساعات. Strive to divide your day and night into four main sections. Number one, section number one, ساعة لمناجاة الله تعالى. One section of it, one portion of it, to spend in communion with God, speaking to God. Speaking to God and listening, not just speaking. We listen when we read the Quran. We speak when we read the dua. So both listening to Him and speaking to Him. Because we need this encouragement from Him. We need this empowerment from God. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. For man has been created weak, and this is a reality. And if we could not believe this reality in the past, nowadays when we see how even the strongest leaders are panicking because of this outbreak of this virus, we understand more than anyone else, more than any time else, more than before, we understand why God says in the Quran, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Indeed, for man and mankind has been created weak. So we need to strengthen our immune system, the spiritual, the moral immune system, with communion with God. Spend a portion of your day in prayers and Quranic recitation. There is no better friend in this life than the Holy Quran. When you reflect upon what you read, take a moment. This isolation that we go through, I consider it a blessing, because we are slowing down. We used to run and run and run without stop, without a break. We did not even enjoy the day and the night. Now I'm enjoying it, I myself. This isolation, the self-quarantining ourselves, would give us an opportunity to slow down, to reflect on our life, on our behavior, on our personalities, on our relationships with others. So slow down. Get the Quran. I know many people are using these days at home to recite chapters of the Quran, to memorize the Quran, to understand the tafsir, the meaning of the Quran. They are getting closer to God. It's not about loneliness. Isolation does not necessarily mean you are suffering loneliness. Maybe this isolation is a blessing. It's a blessing to rediscover ourselves and our potentials and our duties and our direction in this life. So this is one portion. Sa'atun limunajatillahi ta'ala. Wa sa'atun li'amri al-ma'ash. Another portion of the day and the night has to be spent for livelihood, to work, to produce. Each and every member in this community, in this society, each and every individual on planet Earth should be a producer, not just a consumer. And production has various ways and methods. But we have to give. We have to give. We have to produce. We have to work. وَقُلْ اعْمَلُوا وَقُلْ اعْمَلُوا. O Prophet, say to your community, work, produce, contribute. وَقُلْ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. We have to work. Even if it takes working from home, working from your bedroom, you still have to work. Don't sit idle and do nothing. Number three, Imam says, وَسَاعَةٌ, the third portion of your day and night, لِمُعَاشَرَةِ الْإِخْوَانِ, to socialize with family and friends, وَالثُّقَاتِ, and the confidant, those that you trust, الَّذِينَ يُعَرِّفُونَكُمْ عُيُوبَكُمْ, those good friends who are going to introduce to you your deficiencies. We are deficient. We are not Superman. We are not Spider-Man. We are deficient. We have ayub. We have faults. We have mistakes. We have weakness. So those are friends who come and tell you that you should avoid this. You should not say that. You should not do that. Those are good friends. Those who have ikhlas. Those who have sincerity and dedication. Those who are not jealous of you. They try to help you out. So listen to them and spend some time with them. Spend some time with your family members. If you have parents, if you have siblings, if you have cousins, if you have uncles, if you have aunts, from your father's side, from your mother's side, if you have friends, check on them. Check on your friends. Leave positive messages for your friends. Inquire about them. It doesn't take a novel to write. Just one sentence. Sometimes one word is good, a word of encouragement. And number four, Imam Musa al-Kadhim says, the last portion of your day and night, وَسَاعَةٌ تَخْلُونَ فِيهَا لِلَذَّاتِكُمْ, you resort to your enjoyment, to your pleasure, فِي غَيْرِ مُحَرَّمٍ, but a non-haram one, the lawful one, the accepted one, the reasonable one. A recreation, recreational activity, a sport activity, social activity, a good movie. If the movie has a good message, why not? Why not watching that movie? Reading a good book. If you can go out for hunting, fishing, other recreational activities, or just a walk in the park, you re-energize yourself. You refresh your soul, your mind, your body. So these are the four portions and the four sections of our day and night. May Allah bless you all, inshallah. My friends, many people asked, and let me reiterate, that because the sermon is virtual, and when we don't have the quorum for Salatul Jum'ah, even at home, the quorum has to be five, the imam and four followers. When you have five, then you can perform Salatul Jum'ah. When you don't have quorum, you perform Salatul Dhuhr and Salatul Asr, whether at home, if you have jama'ah at home, or individually. May Allah bless you all. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'awat innaka ghafirul khati'at. Allahumma ikshif hadhihi al ghummah an hadhihi al ummah. Oh Allah, keeps us, keep our families, our country, our societies, our communities, keep them safe and sound, inshallah, away from this virus. Keep us healthy, ya arhamar rahimeen. Keep us united, standing with one another, and make these days and nights, the upcoming days and nights, easy for us, ya arhamar rahimeen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.